to order.
Roll call. I don't have a name of people to call.
It's in your tab.
I'm sorry?
Tab two. Behind tab two, you have it.
Way different from my normal script. Okay, I'm here. Mr. Phelps. Charles Erickson's not here. Paul Morales.
Present.
Anthony Love.
Here.
Okay. So we do have a quorum. Okay, do we have any citizens' comments? That'd be a no?
No.
Okay. We did the roll call, citizens' comments, approval of minutes.
Motion to approve minutes.
Okay, I have a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Approve the minutes. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing passed. New business. Jim?
No new business.
Excuse me?
There's no new business.
No new business.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, there is. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have an application for survivor's benefits for Wanda Crabtree. She's the spouse of Glenn Crabtree, who's a deceased firefighter or fire chief. Wanda Crabtree is the spouse of deceased Glendale Fire Chief Glenn Crabtree. Glenn passed away on May 2nd, 2020. Wanda Crabtree has submitted an application for survivor's benefits in accordance with the Arizona revised statute. The action requested of the board is to review and approve the application for survivor's benefits to Wanda Crabtree, spouse of Fire Chief Glenn Crabtree, deceased.
Okay. What do you need from us?
Motion to approve the application for spousal benefits for Glenn Crabtree, or Wanda Crabtree.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Vote aye.
Aye.
On the telephone?
No. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Vote nay. Guys, have it. You have it. That passes. Item number six: board comments and suggestions.
You missed me.
Oh, we have other. I thought we had other applications for.
Yeah, we do. Mayor, I've got this one. The application for enrollment and drop retirement is for Mark Collin, fire engineer. Mark Collin has 25.041 years of credited service. He's elected to participate in the drop on June 19th, 2020. Chose to participate in the drop for a period of 60 months. He must terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30th, 2025. He's been a member of the Glendale Fire Department since June 5th, 1995. The action requested of the board is to approve the application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Mark Collin, fire engineer.
Motion to approve the application for Mark Collin, fire engineer.
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Hearing none. All in favor? Vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Your guys have it. Do have it.
Okay. And the next item is also for drop retirement for Mark L. Largent, fire captain. Mark L. Largent has 25.005 years of credited service. He's elected to participate in the drop on June 5th, 2020, and he chose to participate for a period of 60 months. He must terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30, 2025. He's been a member of Glendale Fire Department since June 5th, 95. The action requested of the board is to approve the enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Mark L. Largent, fire captain.
Motion to approve the application for Mark Largent, fire captain.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Vote nay. You guys have it. Do have it. That motion also carries. Item number B.
The next item is application for enrollment and drop retirement from Theodore F. Diss, fire engineer. Theodore F. Diss has 23.26 years of credited service. He's elected to participate in drop on June 30th, 2020. He chose to participate in drop for a period of 60 months. And he must terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30, 2025. He's been a member of Glendale Fire since March 28th of 97. The action requested of the board is to approve the application for enrollment in drop retirement submitted by Theodore F. This, firefighter, or fire engineer, excuse me.
Motion to approve application for Theodore This, fire engineer.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Any opposed, vote nay. If you guys have it, do you have it? That also carries. Mr. Pathmore.
The next item for you is an application for normal retirement for Troy L. Passmore, fire engineer. Troy L. Passmore's completed 20.075 years of accredited service, is scheduled to retire May 31st, 2020. He's been a member of Glendale Fire Department since September 12th, 2001. The action requested of the board is to approve normal retirement application for Troy L. Passmore, fire engineer.
Motion to approve the application for Troy Passmore, fire engineer.
Good. Second.
Good.
I second.
Discussion on this. From September 12, 2001 to May 31st, 2020, how is that?
I think he has a prior service.
Okay, all right. So you seen where I was going?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. My math's not working out here. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, he purchased military time.
Okay, all right, very good. All right. No discussion other than mine. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
No opposed? Okay, so it does pass. Thank you.
Okay. The next item is application for retirement from the drop. Stephen Cannon, fire captain. Stephen Cannon has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate his employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on June 19, 2020. On June 24, 2015, the local fire board had approved an application for enrollment into drop retirement submitted by Stephen Cannon. He was required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30th, 2020. Stephen Cannon is eligible to retire from the drop and to receive a lump sum distribution. He'll begin receiving his normal retirement pension on or about July 31st of 2020. The action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Stephen Cannon, fire captain.
Motion to approve the application for Stephen Cannon, fire captain.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Vote nay. If you guys have it, do you have it? And also passes.
And the next item is an application for retirement from the drop for Scott Kohotek, fire captain. Scott Kohotek has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate his employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on June 26, 2020. On June 24, 2015, the local board had approved an application for enrollment into the drop retirement submitted by Scott Kohotek. He's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30th, 2020. Scott Kohotek is eligible to retire from the drop and to receive a lump sum distribution. He'll begin receiving his normal retirement pension on or about July 31st, 2020. And the action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Scott Kohotek, fire captain.
Motion to approve the application for Scott Kohotek, fire captain.
Second.
Okay, have motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Any opposed, vote nay. Here's guys have it. Do you have it? That also carries.
Okay, the next item is an application for retirements from the drop for Bruce LeBuff, fire captain. Bruce LeBuff has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate his employment with the Glendale Fire Department on June 19, 2020. On June 24, 2015, the local fire board had approved an application for enrollment into drop retirement submitted by Bruce LeBuff. And he's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30th, 2020. Bruce LeBuff is eligible to retire from the drop and to receive a lump sum distribution. He'll begin receiving normal retirement pension on or about July 31st, 2020. Action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Bruce LeBuff, fire captain.
Motion to approve the application for Bruce LeBuff, fire captain.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Jim, there was one thing I wanted to say on these.
Yes.
These were the ones that got changed. Actually, their dates, but this actual paper didn't get changed.
Okay.
So that they are actually, they're terminating on the 29th, retiring on the 30th for all four of these.
Okay.
It just didn't get changed in the paperwork.
Okay, let's note that for the record. Carrie, do we need to revote on those? Or are we good?
So you're going to date back?
Pardon?
So was the action to move the retirement date back?
I didn't think the date changed.
No, just the paperwork was incorrect. And we did vote based on what's written in the paperwork, I think, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, what was the mistake again?
Their actual paperwork says last date the 29th, retiring on the 30th, or the retirement date's the 30th. But this paperwork that gets put in the book here did not get changed. The dates didn't get changed. But their paperwork all says the 29th and the 30th.
So the board has approved their retirements. It's just what's the paperwork, the date is incorrect. But what's in the system, the PSPR system, is correct. Mm-hmm.
Mine actually says June 30th.
A couple of them got changed because they hadn't been picked up yet. It was a late change on the dates.
Yeah, it was a late decision.
But what goes to PSPRS will be correct.
Right.
This doesn't go to PSPRS.
Yes, this is just for the information of the board.
Okay.
I would think if all the people voting...
Hang on, Carrie. Hang on just a minute.
I would think if all the people voting understand that and we all acknowledge it, we understand it, there's no issue.
Okay. Did you hear the mayor, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. All right, are we with Christina Tellez at this point? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next item, and before I start this, Cheryl, what's the correct date for Christina Tellez?
Hers was correct.
Oh, it's correct.
She was the one that had the correct date.
Okay. Christina Tellez has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate her employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on June 29th of 2020. On June 24th, 2015, the local fire board had approved an application for enrollment into drop retirement submitted by Christina Tellez. She is required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before June 30, 2020. Christina Tellez is eligible to retire from the drop and to receive a lump sum distribution. She'll begin receiving her normal retirement pension on or about July 31st of 2020. The action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Christina Tellez, fire captain.
Motion to approve the application for retirement for Christina Tellez, fire captain.
Second.
Okay, we do have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, vote nay. If you guys have it, do have it. Okay, so now that all these people are leaving, do we have anybody left in the fire department?
Me and Paul.
You just saw 13 people. Yeah,
wow.
Selected 13 people.
Just have another class.
Suggestions or comments from the board? None. Our next meeting will be June 24, 9:30 a.m., hopefully in the fourth floor conference room, unless, of course, we have to hold it here